Chris Morning Update Wednesday, April the 19th. Hello, 大家好，欢迎来到星期三的早报。那么备受关注的高盛的2017年的一季度业绩呢低于预期，当季的 FIG 固收业务呢略逊于多华尔街同行。那么呢，受累于高盛、强生和 Netflix 的比较偏弱的财报，以及不稳定的朝鲜局势和 Theresa May 宣布可能要提前进行的英国大选呢，美股三大股市同时走弱。那么在国内方面呢，国产大飞机通过了放飞评审，首飞指日可待。那在武汉本地新闻方面，楚才回家欧洲行今日起航，4月23号将在伦敦市中心的欧洲科技创新中心拉开帷幕。那 Goldman Sachs has ended Wall Street's run for soaring fixed income revenue this earnings season and has added that despite an upbeat start to the year for investment bankers, its backlog of transactions has seen better days. The bank posted first quarter results today. Chief Executive and Chairman Lloyd Blankfein said the operating environment was mixed, with client activities challenged in certain market-making businesses and a more attractive backdrop for underwriting in our investment banking franchise.In the bank's institutional client service unit, revenues from fixed income, currency, and commodities clients' execution were flat at $1.768 billion. The bank said higher revenues in mortgage and interest rate products had been offset by lower revenues in currencies and commodities as well as credit products. The operating environment had been characterized by political uncertainty, low levels of volatility, and low client activity levels, the bank said in its earnings statement. Equities revenue of $1.67 billion were down 6%, leaving total revenues for the unit at $3.4 billion, 2% lower than a year before. Revenues from investment banking were 16% higher than the first quarter of 2016 at $1.7 billion, a big jump in underwriting revenues, which surged by 37% to $947 million across equity and debt markets, more than offset a 2% drop in financial advisory revenues. The bank noted its investment banking transaction backlog decreased compared both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter.Goldman Sachs followed JP Morgan, Citibank, and Bank of America to post its first quarter numbers. Those banks' revenue from fixed income trading rose year-on-year by 17%, 19%, and 29% respectively. If we turn to the U.S. market at large, the U.S. stocks traded firmly in negative territories on Tuesday as a spate of tepid corporate earnings weighed on the broader market. The Dow dropped 101%, while the S&P 500 also fell. The Nasdaq Composite lost 17%, or 0.3%. A drop in shares of Goldman Sachs Group shaved more than 60 points off the Dow Jones Industrial Average after the storied investment bank's first quarter results fell short of Wall Street expectations. Shares of Johnson & Johnson, another Dow component, slid after the company reported a drop in sales that offset stronger than expected profits. The two companies were the biggest losers on the Dow.Netflix shares turned lower, rattled by worries about the company's ability to attract and retain new users. The firm reported late Tuesday that it had added fewer subscribers than expected during the first quarter. Overall, the tone of Tuesday's batch of corporate reports was generally weak, said Kim Forrest, senior analyst and portfolio manager at Fort Pitt Capital. Market participants had been looking forcorporate earnings to justify a multi-month rally in equities that had taken stock benchmarks to records as recently as March the 1st, but since stalled and stout about the valuations and concerns to President Donald Trump's ability to quickly implement pro-growth policies has weighed on sentiment. News out of the UK also helped to drive the US market lower, said Jack Albin, the chief investment officer at BMO Private Bank,as British Prime Minister Theresa May called for a snap general election that she said would be necessary to strengthen her hand during negotiations with the European Union as the country exits the European trade bloc. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, meanwhile, told the Financial Times that the Trump administration hadn't taken the controversial border adjustment tax off the table, which also helped them gain stocks, according to Art Hogan, chief market strategist at Wunderlich Securities. The controversial provisions would likely hurt import-dependent industries like retailers. A recent batch of lackluster U.S. economic data, including disappointing March jobs report, have helped weigh on markets in recent weeks as have escalating tensions between the U.S. and several of its geopolitical rivals. Catherine Cavanaugh, market strategist at Defolia Investment Management, said as she expects shares to languish until a clearer picture of quarterly earnings emerges. And tensions between the U.S. and the North Korea have escalated since the U.S. earlier this month ordered a Navy strike fleet to the waters off the Korean Peninsula. President Donald Trump said Monday that the government in Pyongyang has got to behave. In response, a senior North Korean official said his country is ready to react to any mode of war desired by the U.S. And we turn our focus back to China. China's much-anticipated C919 self-developed passenger jet passed its last flying review on Tuesday. This is the last review by experts before its maiden flight. The large narrow-body plane, which can accommodate 150 passengers, also completed its second high-speed taxi test 2 days after its first test. The Commercial Aircraft Corp of China, the manufacturer of the C919, said a date would be chosen soon for its maiden flight. And that's all for our Wednesday update, and stay tuned for our update on the 20th.